Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. The Bundaberg Police Station is getting a $20 million reno to make room for a wave of new officers once the current class of recruits graduate. The North Coast Policing District is set to have its ranks swelled with 98 new police over the next 3 years. Meanwhile, the member for Hervey Bay says his district is getting a police helicopter service. Details are light at the moment, but Adrian Tantari took to Facebook to say he put together a petition for a police helicopter in Hervey Bay and the state government listened. Meanwhile, full jails in a matter of weeks is what a former Queensland police officer says would happen if a blanket bail ban was placed on domestic violence orders. It comes as the Wide Bay has seen a spike in breach of DVOs over the last 12 months, peaking at 367 breaches in January. Terry Goldsworthy says it's a tough problem because those at risk of re-offending shouldn't be out on bail, but keeping all alleged DV offenders on remand wouldn't work either.
You know, there's so many. I mean, if you look at the amount of DV orders taken out in Queensland, tens of thousands, other states would be in similar situations. You're going to overload the criminal justice system.
Stopping students from vaping is the goal of a Queensland teenager who's tackling the state's crisis with an educational short film. Director and actress Aurora Eiler grabbed the attention of Education Queensland with her award-winning short film Grape that's now set to be played in all state schools. She's amazed by the film's success and hopes it will resonate with students.
I already wanted to write a movie and I already thought that it was a very big issue before I started high school, and then I started it and I saw how much bigger of an issue I always thought it was. And so I just wanted to create my own content and not wait for anyone else to do it. And so I made Grape.
And finally, stage two of the phytocapping trial at the Quinaba Waste Facility in Bundy is showing promising results. It sounds complicated, but phytocapping is essentially planting trees on top of compacted landfill to act as biopumps and rain blockers, which reduces contaminated water runoff.